And say good afternoon to each and every one of you. I give my love to each and every one of you. I'm thankful for God, for his mercy. And yet I tremble before you this afternoon. I tremble before the Lord. These are your prayers. Let's bow our heads. Dear Father, thou art God Almighty. We honor you, we praise you, we reverence you. And Lord, we ask you to bless us and strengthen us, and we ask you also to anoint your word that it may minister grace to the hearers. In Jesus' name, amen. The thought the Lord gave me is the ministry of songs. You know, We do a lot of singing in our services, but there's a purpose for us to sing.
Yes.
And I want us to look at Colossians 3 and 16 to kind of get us a foundation for this thought that the Lord has given us today. And I'd like to have someone to read for me.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
You know, this scripture says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. There is a purpose for these songs.
Yes, amen.
And these hymns and these spiritual songs.
Yes.
And they administer grace to us.
Yes, they do.
And they have, the Lord uses these songs in a special way, and we want to look at what really are spiritual songs, and we also want to look at how these songs can affect us and how it can be administered, the grace and the things that God wants it to.
Yes.
This is like a commandment. It says singing, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sometimes I think about when it says speaking to yourself, it might be like to one another, but it's also to ourselves.
Yes.
It comes within us. The Lord planned this for us. He knew the effect the singing would do for us. He knew songs and how they would affect humanity. We are built that way. God made us that way.
That's right.
To sing.
That's right.
And to be affected by singing. I feel like today the enemy has come in and he's made, a counterfeit.
Yes.
That's what I want to say. Yes. A counterfeit. In songs. And many people sing religious, supposedly, songs, but they're not real, true, spiritual songs.
That's right. Yes.
They don't qualify in the level that God wants it to do for us.
True.
And I think also we need to be careful. Young people are drawn to the melody in songs. And sometimes they're actually drawn to the rhythm and the beat and all that. But they don't realize the effect those songs have. The worldly songs have adverse effect on people. But God has a plan that we can have spiritual songs that will uplift our spirit and that will help us in the tough times. So spiritual songs go beyond just the ecstatic beauty, you know, that you get in a song.
That's right.
They have deep meaning.
That's right.
And those meanings can help us to conquer problems, serious problems, help us, guide us in the right way. So we want to look at some of those songs. I brought my songbook up here so we could kind of also look at some of the songs in our songbook that have a special blessing to us. But I also want us to think about singing as something that we should do as worship toward God.
Yes.
And it shouldn't be only in church that we sing.
Amen.
We should be able to sing daily, going as we go to work and as we do certain things. I learned a lesson when I was growing up. My mother always sung. I never remember her doing anything without singing. One of her favorite songs was 268. But I couldn't understand that song. It didn't seem to have all that nice melody some songs have. And I really couldn't understand what she really got out of it. But you know something? When I got older, I realized she wasn't just singing for the melody. It was those words in that song that was challenging her and inspiring her and keeping her going.
Yes.
I thought about it. That was kind of like her fighting tool, so to speak.
Yes. That's right.
All the years that I know of, that was the song she was singing. She might be in the kitchen cooking and washing dishes or whatever she was doing, going somewhere, and she was singing that song.
Thank the Lord.
When she got ready, near her time to pass, then "I Mean to Go Right On" was her song.
Yes.
So I learned from not just from observation that songs have a deep meaning and they can help us in our times of trouble. We want songs to help us, first of all, to worship God. Let's go to Psalms 100 and read verses 1, 2, and 3. The first thing we do, we need to lift up our voice to the Lord. We need to show him how much we appreciate him and how we honor and adore him and respect him.
Yes.
I could practically say the scripture by heart, but we'll read it.
"Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all of your lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves.
Yes.
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture."
Yes.
Enter into his... I keep going.
"Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise.
Yes.
Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Yes. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations."
So we can come before the Lord, singing unto him, glorifying his name, praising him, and adoring him, and honoring him. This is what we need to do. And he wants us to sing unto him. We must sing our praises unto him. Also, I want us to think about when we really appreciate the Lord, our voices is going to break out in singing. It's almost like, you know, I don't count myself a singer anymore. Looks like my voice is terrible. But it's still in my heart, you see.
Yes.
And so when the Lord does something, we want to be like the tree, you know.
Yes.
It seems like the trees and the birds and all, they are singing praises to God. Well, he wants us to do that. Let's have a voice of praise to him at all times.
Yes.
Even when troubled time.
Yes.
There's times we need to just praise him, sing to him, even when it looks like everything is not going good. Let's go to Psalms 59 and 16. So we're going to sing of the power of God and sing of his goodness. I was thinking one time in a situation I was in, and I was sick, and I told this before, I had this infection on my leg, my ankle. And, you know, my dad had, maybe not too long before that, had passed, and he had diabetes, and his foot is turned the way it had. So when I had this, I thought this was going to take me out. I thought I had this, it was going to be, this is it. I was going to die. And I actually, Becky was only about 9 months old, and I just resigned. Well, this is it for me. So, and I got up one morning. I had already resigned it. And the song came to me, I'm healed, I know I am. I'm healed this very hour, for my Jesus says I am, and I feel his mighty power. So the Lord gave me the song of victory, and he let me know through that song that I was going to be healed. Well, that day, it looked like the infection not only was at my ankle, but it looked like it was going up my leg, but I had that song to stand on. Yes. I'm healed, I know I am. Yes. I'm healed this very hour when my Jesus says I am, and I feel his mighty power. So I held on. I held on. Okay, Becky was 9 months old. I'm still here today. Yeah. She died when she was, what, 34? So you see how God can use a song to give you the victory and to tell you that I'm doing it. I do it. Those songs, that's spiritual songs.
Yes,
now the other songs that have all the beat and everything, they don't have anything. They don't even qualify.
That's right.
To help you. It's a waste of time. But spiritual songs have something that's going to provoke you and going to give you courage and strength and power to fight the enemy with. I thank the Lord for spiritual songs. Let's go to Isaiah 54 and we'll read 1 through 3. You know,
sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes.
Yes.
For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited.
Do you see something?
Yes.
A person that's barren, normally they walk around maybe with their head down and feeling bad. But what it says, it didn't even say sing a little bit. It said break out and sing.
Yes.
We want you can song can help you fight the enemy. It can help inspire you so much.
Yes.
Your situation won't even, people look at you, well, you don't have this and you don't have that. And you can sing and show the praises of God.
Yes.
And it blesses you.
Yes.
It says enlarge your what? Your tents, your area. When you take off and start singing the praises of God when things are going bad, you know what's going to be in Lord? Your
right.
area.
Right.
God is going to bless you.
That's right.
And yeah. even though it seems like I don't see how you can be, you will, because Amen. You have Amen. Opened yourself up to the Lord and you have just break out and sing. Let's sing unto the Lord. Sometimes
yes.
we get in here and we get to sing and look like we sing too slow or too low or whatever. This put a lot of effort and interest
yes.
and energy into our singing.
Amen.
And not only when we sing, let's raise our hand.
That's right.
Let's raise our hand.
Amen.
I might not could raise it very high, but I want to raise it
yes.
and praise the Lord.
Yes. Yes, amen.
Psalms 95, verses 1 through 7. Singing will give us courage. It'll give us courage to do God's will.
Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Yes.
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice.
Yes. So see, let's sing before the Lord. We have a mighty God. Let's don't act like we're serving a God that's so puny and he can't do anything, he can't say anything. No, we have the God of heaven that made the earth and all that there is in. And he deserves for us to sing to him and praise him and put all our energy into it. Let's rebuke the devil that make us just barely walk around, barely can do this. I know I walk slow. I can't help that. But if my body could move like inside of me, I'd be running up and down these aisles. I'd be shouting when that song goes forth and it rings true to me. I would shout. I kept on shouting. That was when the brother said, well, Sister Doris, when you feel like shouting, let us know. We'll shout for you. We need to shout and praise God in our song. Let's just stop being just slowful. Let's put everything we got into the service of God. Now the songs will help us to obey the word of God. Let's look at song number 111. This one says, God's way is best.
Yes.
If human wisdom, a fair way may seem to show. Do you know, I had a problem, and I'd forgotten what it was. I think it was somebody had died. And it was. And this is the song. The Lord gave God's way. I believe this is the one he gave. Yes. These songs have a meaning that will encourage us even when we have problems like death and sickness. And maybe something, the Lord may lead us one way and we feel like we want to go another way. The songs will help us. God's way is best if human wisdom, a fair way may seem to show. 'Tis only that our earth dim vision the truth can never clearly know. And it says here, he leadeth to, I will not question. Though through the valley I should go, though I should pass through clouds of trial and drink the cup of human woe. Oh, Let us be encouraged. Sometimes you may get where you just seem like I can't hardly even pray. I don't know what words to say. The Lord is faithful to give us a song.
Yes.
He give us a song.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, let's be encouraged to see the value of true songs.
Yes.
True spiritual songs. These songs are a reflection of our experiences. Let's go to Revelation 14, verses 3 and 4. 3 to 4.
Revelation 14. Mm-hmm. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
You see, they sung a song, and no one else can sing it. But they sung it from their experience.
Yes.
You know, we're going to have songs that we're going to sing in heaven.
That's right.
That the angels can't sing because we have been redeemed. So, let's sing here. Now, if we don't like singing here, I don't know what we're going to do in heaven, because that's what we're going to have. So we need to ask the Lord to help me be more inspired to sing.
Yes.
And don't wait till we get in church. Let's sing at home, and then when we come to church, we'll have a song to share with others.
Amen.
Then we'll be speaking to ourselves, but we'll be speaking to others as well.
Yes, amen. That's true. Amen.
Now, I spoke to you about the songs that not all religious songs are spiritual songs. Sometimes the young people hear all these religious songs on the radio or something, and they might think, well, it says something about Jesus. Listen to the beat. You see the beat? Those rhythms and those beats appeal to the flesh. If you'll notice, you start putting some of those songs on, and you see some little children moving to those, you know it's the wrong spirit in that. So we don't want to take up with those songs. We want to take up with spiritual songs that's going to help us to live right. That's going to challenge us to live a godly life. That's going to challenge us not to participate in the flesh, not to sin. Remember the song in the Bible? Our song book, Sin Can Never Enter There? That's what these songs do. They help us to know the right way to go. And they balance out with the Word of God.
Right.
You can't just sing in old Jesus back and forth. It's not it. We need something with substance that's going to help us and inspire us and keep us in the tough times.
Yeah.
One day, not too many days ago, I was a few weeks ago, looked like I was being bombarded with thoughts that was just, looked like the enemy just went, he just kept bothering me. And so the Lord gave me a song. It's 282 in our song book. It says, Keep Me, My Lord. And when I start singing that song, when I got through singing that song, the power of those thoughts that kept trying to come, left. They didn't have nowhere to go. They didn't have no room. And so we can use that. If we can't hardly think of what to do and look like the enemy, get a song and start singing. There's a song that says, Sing the Clouds Away.
Yes.
We can sing the clouds away.
Yes.
You remember Paul and Silas?
Oh, yeah.
They were in jail.
Yes.
Don't you know? It's in Acts 16, yes. 23-32. The Lord can break shackles.
That's right.
Through yes. songs. Something that the enemy wants to just keep bothering us, he can break it. He can break the power of it.
Yes.
Somebody get that. Acts 16.
16 and 22? 23. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were loosed.
You see? We want to see some earthquakes around here? Let's sing when things are going bad. You know, usually people don't want to sing in that kind of situation. It's, woe is me. They might pray and say, Lord, deliver me. But they were singing.
Yes.
They were praying and singing. And we can do the same thing. I believe God is going to shake up some things if we do these things.
Yes.
I believe God wants to do great things.
Yes.
I have great anticipation of God doing great things for us. But it's up to us. We can just keep on moping along, or we can just praise God and sing anyway. And
yes,
the Lord
amen.
Will hear our prayer, and he will
yes.
intervene for us. So we want to be encouraged
amen.
To trust God, but to sing. Not to just allow ourselves to stay under things. But I really don't like to even complain. I say sometimes I have arthritis and sometimes I feel pain. I don't even want to talk about my pain because I see people with cancer and other things. I feel like, oh, I don't want to do that. I'd rather praise God for what he is doing. And
yes,
let's do that.
True.
Pray for me.
Help us, Lord.